Big game for Hartley in that one. For them, running the football, also some key plays defensively. Olentangy Orange gets their first win of the year. They beat Hilliard Davidson tonight 20-7, and really Orange kind of dominated this whole game, Lee.
Yeah, and they had more, the offense really got on track, so to speak, after struggling last week. I mean, they lost to Olentangy, I think it was 7-3. Again, it's just hard to we hear coaches say that you show the most improvement between week one and week two. We've had coaches for 7 years tell us now, and Larry was just shaking his head at me, and that's kind of nice. I said something that he agreed with and seemed kind of smart, but I still think that as the way teams treated last week's games, a lot of coaches said we treated this like a scrimmage. And you can do that because everybody is eligible for the playoffs. So I think that we're probably going to have another week of, things that we until we really get a good feel for how good some of these teams are.
Well, a lot of the off seasons were different. Different school districts treated this summer differently. I know Hilliard was a little different than some of the other schools. Marysville's coach said nothing changed for them. They're in as good a shape as ever. And I talked to John Santagat earlier this week from Hilliard Derby, and he was talking about they're not quite there yet with their conditioning. So all these early games, I'm not sure we can read a whole lot into it, but I do know this, they all count. And these coaches are going to work tonight and tomorrow to get ready for week three because the playoffs are coming.
Larry, just because we were talking about this earlier, Nikki Pintello has just run one in for DeSales, so they have a 28-12 lead now over Mansfield. This one has just gone final. New Albany beats Grove City tonight, 23-7 in that one. Also, this one just going, I think you'd expect a little more offense out of this one, but defense was the name of this game. Upper Arlington, 7-6 winners over Hilliard Bradley.
Wow, I would not have believed it'd be 7-6.
Yeah, that with the offenses that those two teams have
historically, they've been potent.
Yeah, so now you've got 2 weeks of Bradley, and they've got 6 points.
Yep.
And that's a program we've seen for years hang in the 30s and 40s on a regular basis. I mean,
well, and doing it with an electric offense, doing it with skilled players at the quarterback position, the wide receiver position, and the running back position where they can score from anywhere on the field.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not coming together yet.
It's
like Coach Leparo said, it has nothing to do with Coach Trevisano's offense. It's just execution, and they're not doing it right now.
Well, they better start because they're 2 weeks in.
Yeah. Maybe the early shocker of the night here to some, Central Crossing beats Lancaster 21-18.
Whew. I didn't see that one coming. Lancaster, I mean, they were 2-7 last year. That's a team that you always seem to be in the playoffs, but they haven't been in the playoffs since 2016. And that's a little bit surprising to me.
They run that wing T offense down there, and they are usually tougher than bulls. I mean, they just come at you. You know where it's coming. You know how it's going to get there, and they just power you. And obviously tonight, they were a little bit short.
Well, and I mean, these teams haven't played in, since they were league rivals 17 years or so ago. But these teams have scrimmaged the last 3 years. And then Coach White at Central Crossing, his Beechcroft and Brookhaven teams also scrimmaged Lancaster. Does the scrimmages help a lot when you go into the next year?
Familiarity. Your kids know what kind of game it's going to be from the scrimmage that you play. It's physical. Certain teams are finesse teams. Certain teams are physical. Lancaster's physical. They line up and they come right at you downhill. And they make you hurt for a few days. I mean, usually when you get done playing Lancaster, you're bruised up pretty good. And so when you play those kind of scrimmages, you know what's coming. And so your kids can prepare a little bit more for it.
And I think maybe making that a little more shocking is Central Crossing coming off the disappointing loss to Grove City in week one. Just going final, maybe the game of the week here. Dublin Kaufman beats Olentangy Liberty 24-17.
I guess that's kind of what I expected from that game. I really thought it was a coin flip sort of game. But you knew it'd be close, and I guess that's just about what I would figure from that game.
Yeah, I expected that one to be tight for sure. Groveport hammers Reynoldsburg 45-14.
And on the other extreme,
yeah.
I never would have dreamed that this one would be a 30-point game.
No, and when we'd sit at some production meeting a month ago or so, if this was a normal season and you saw those two teams, you'd say, well, I think Reynoldsburg will handle them, but shows you what we know.
Well, you know, you start looking back at, you know, when Groport has been, have had little peak years at times, Le'Veon Bell years, last year, obviously, with Coach Schoonover, and you just didn't know what they would do this first year. And, you know, and wow. I mean, I guess that's the one that is not so much a head-scratcher as an eye-opener.
Well, good for the Cruisers, because they're cruising 2-0.
And again, maybe another one where you see Reynoldsburg score over Gahanna last week. They beat Gahanna the way they did. Maybe that makes you think a little more into this one, that it's eye-opening tonight. Canal, they bounce back big tonight, 64-14 winners over Franklin Heights. And what a game in the Mid-State League. Columbus Academy has beaten Harvest Prep tonight by a score of 20-10. This Academy team, Lee, is for real.
Yeah, I think they're very, very good. You know, for Harvest Prep, that snaps a 38-game league winning streak. You know, it's just really, really good. Brady Hess, I love the quarterback there at Academy. You know, and what a win. I mean, Academy only allowed 101 yards to Whitehall last week, and, you know, They're doing it defensively. I mean, especially to shut down a team like Harvest Prep. Harvest Prep had 56 points last week.
One of the things I can tell you about Columbus Academy, having coached there for 11 years, I have never seen a school with more quarter milers than Columbus Academy. I swear to God, every kid in their school can run a 60 flat quarter mile or better. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I had offensive tackles qualifying the state finals in the hurdles. I had offensive guards running the 800. I'm going, what? Are you serious? This is crazy. But that's, they have athletes.
And what makes this win even more impressive, that snaps Harvest Prep's 38-game Mid-State League winning streak.
Yeah.
Impressive one there.
Yes, it is.
This one just went final. Bloom Carroll has shut out Circleville tonight by a score of 34-0. Another one that just went final, and this will make Coach Wolf happy. Reedy, 20, Buckeye Valley 6.
Had a way to go, Silver Knights. Don't shake your head. These are my nights.
Oh, I know. But there again, you know, Reedy struggled last week. You know, they lost on the last play of the game.
Last play of the game, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, 7-6, you know, and Buckeye Valley, had, you know, they led Harvest Prep early on before getting blown out. But, you know, it's just, again, it's just going to take us another week or so to figure out these teams, to try to get a good gauge on them, I think.
And then I'm trying to get in Coach Wolf's good graces here. Hilliard Darby has just gone final. They beat Marysville 31-28.
That a way to go, Darby.
So two in a row there for Coach Wolf.
I'm on a roll now. Last week was a downer. This week I may have to go stop for get a donut on the way home.
If you're stopping, you're not getting a donut. I guarantee
it'll be
that.
A large donut. Well,
he's got to get some for tomorrow morning when he wakes up, too.
Yeah.
And then the Battle of Broad Street out east tonight, Watkins Memorial all over Licking Heights by a score of 40-13. We've got a bunch of games here getting close to the end and finals, and that means we'll have a bunch of coaches to talk to coming up next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Regardless of where you are in life, Education First Investment Services, located at Education First Credit Union, can help you reach your financial goals. Financial advisor Don Brown is here to help walk you through your investment options. Whether you're interested in retirement, mutual funds, wealth management, or stock options, it is never too early or too late to begin investing. Make an appointment today to invest in your future. Visit us at educu.org.
Securities sold. Advisory services offered through CUNA Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. Why do I have to follow so many rules? Last week, I made some cookies. Shut up, guys can make cookies if we want. Anyway, I didn't want to follow that oppressive, rule-oriented recipe anymore. So instead of a cup of sugar, I substituted a cup of arsenic. The cookies were pretty terrible, but they illustrate a very good point. When we ask why we have to follow rules, we're really asking if we can trust God. If God is a tyrant who uses rules to oppress us and ruin our lives, then yeah, why would we want to follow those rules? But is he giving us rules to prevent us from being happy? Or is he giving us the perfect recipe for happiness? When we understand that God wants us to have life and have it to the full, we can start living like he wants us to. And we won't need rules anymore. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
Welcome back. Week 2, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our coach, Larry Wolf, all here with you for the 2020 season on the Scoreboard Show. We just went through some of the finals that we had, and I just got another. Oh, it's Dublin Jerome. They win tonight. They beat Thomas Worthington 56-21. And then, guys, got a couple finals from up in the MOAC tonight. East Knox beats Northmore 13-0, and Highland with a shutout 28-0 over Fredericktown in that one. A couple ones there that we don't have on our sheets. Earlier we talked about Hartley. They get a 28-21 win over Watterson tonight. Their head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, it wasn't easy, but congratulations on your first win of the season.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it wasn't easy. It was a great football game. We're holding on to our rear ends there for a little bit, but found a way to come out with one and played really well in the second half.
How's it been, Coach, during all the protocols and everything? We've had some coaches saying they treated last week like a scrimmage. Other coaches have said, things really didn't change for us. How's it been at Hartley?
Well, since we lost last week, we treated last week like a scrimmage. I know everybody said that as well. So we'll add to that. We've done whatever people have allowed us to do. We've taken advantage of it. We've done it. So we're honestly the kids and the coaches. We were just really grateful to play. I know I was texting Coach Wolf during the spring, it was unrealistic to think that we were going to have an opportunity to play, but here we are and we're grateful for it, and it's really exhilarating. So we feel well prepared. We feel as well prepared to play as anybody we're playing against, and first 2 weeks have been close ball games, so it's pretty evident.
Well, Brad, it's an old coaching cliche that the most improvement goes between week one and week two. What were you most impressed with tonight, and what do you still have a lot of work to do?
I've heard people say that, and honestly, in my years, I've never believed that. Like, I think that you have to, and our teams have improved as the year goes on, and that's what we want to have, and that's where the emphasis is. We're still not near as good as what we're going to be. I mean, not even close. And we're not as good in the areas where you win championships and where you always get better, and that's on the offensive line and the secondary. The kids are doing everything. They're doing awesome, but those are two areas that you get better as the year goes on. Those are two areas that take a ton of technique work. And I guess to be totally honest, not having the scrimmages has affected us a little bit, because that's where we get a lot better. Our secondary has got a ton better by doing all the 7-on-7s and scrimmages, and we just haven't had that. You can't simulate that against your second group. Offensive line's kind of a similar thing. So we're going to get a lot better as the year goes on. Those are two areas where we're not where we're going to be, and there's no question, but we never are. I mean, we never are. I always remind the kids, we haven't lost a game after week five, 10 years. Coach Wolf's team, I think, was the last one that might have beat us in 09, week 10. So we always do a pretty good job second half of the season, but we always struggle a little bit early in the season. So you're kind of figuring out what you can run and what you can do and who can run which plays well and who blocks well. So I think it's always a process like that.
Coach, and kind of piggybacking that, talking about the lack of scrimmages this year, seemed like, especially in the first half tonight, penalties really hurt you guys. You think that's a product of that?
Listen, penalties are always a product of whatever the officiating crew is calling. It's the holding penalties and the defense pass interference, those are, incredibly judgment calls. And I'm not saying they're not valid penalties. I'm not. But we will play the exact same, and some games go without any penalties, and some games go with a lot of penalties. And that's, I mean, that's the reality of it. We have a lot of evidence to kind of back that up. But that's all part of the game. You got to be able to endure through that, and we did. Penalties were a huge difference. I mean, a huge difference. Penalties, third and long, kind of bailed them out. And I'm certainly not saying that the penalties weren't valid. I don't want to be misconstrued there. But at third and long, where we would get a penalty and they would be able to keep a drive, that led to two of their scores. And, you know, a couple of times we're driving, you know, really going through them like hot knife through butter, and we get a couple penalties, and all of a sudden, I think it was second 47 at one point. So those are hard ones to convert.
Coach, I know how much emphasis that you have always put on your CCL games. This year you get each of them twice, and then the one with St. Charles. Are you excited about that, or is that kind of a daunting task ahead here?
Yeah, the one game we didn't play St. Charles, we played Moeller. So I don't know which one we were more excited about. We're always excited to play. That's just a product of the league. I was kind of in on this when we were all discussing it and making decisions. And, you know, everybody got together as leagues all around Central Ohio, and it only makes sense to play our brothers. And I think I certainly don't want to speak for our superintendent or our principals, but I think that they're more comfortable with us playing with people we know, and that way we keep similar protocols, and the principals are like-minded, and we have some sense of security of competition with one another, and you're using each other's facilities. So it just makes a lot of sense to do that. It is exciting for the kids. You know, I know how much Watterson wanted to beat us, and it was a great football game. I've already heard they can't wait till they play us in 3 weeks, and all that. And I'm sure they'll be frothing at the mouth to get a hold of us, and that's part of a great game, great rivalry.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win over Watterson tonight. It's also better than those long bus rides, too. Thanks for joining us on the Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely.
Coach.
Absolutely. On to the sales next week, so I'll be excited.
He's the head coach of Bishop Hartley. Brad Birchfield joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in Central Ohio, give Tipton a call, 614-551-7093. Cincinnati Moeller, two with the sales, two with Watterson. Not that they're not always ready, but Hartley will be ready for the playoffs this year.
Well, they always are. You know, I mean, they've been in the playoffs, you know.
Forever.
Exactly. And Coach Birchfield's always been that way. You know, we said it last week. He's told us before, I can put together a schedule that we'll go 10-0, but that's not the goal. The goal is to play that 15th game, or I guess this year it'd be the 10th game.
Well, you know what's funny about that is for all the Hartley grads that have gone for the last 50 years, it couldn't beat Watterson for the first 20, or, you know, they won, I think, one game in the first 19 or 20 games against Watterson. So when you beat Watterson and you're from Hartley, that's a big deal. You don't want to hear about Watterson's up or down or anything. It's Watterson. It's Hartley. Forget all that other nonsense. It's a big deal for Hartley to beat Watterson.
I don't think Coach Birchfield's lost to Watterson,
no,
has he?
Yeah, he hasn't.
Started playing again. Yeah. I think this is five or six now years in a row that they've renewed this rivalry. So, well, we were talking to Coach Birchfield, a couple games going final. One of them in the Mid-State League. Whitehall knocks off Grandview tonight, 22-14. And then over in the Licking County League, Granville gets by Zanesville, 15-7. Johnstown has beaten Utica tonight by a score of 49-21. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll have more scores, and we will also talk to Justin Buttermore, the new head coach of Upper Arlington. He gets his first win as a Golden Bear tonight. We will talk about that coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I was asked why I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. Well, it's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was, years ago, I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike DeAndrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at MiracleMotorMart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit OaklandNursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Ryan Baker, the guru Lee Cochran, and our coach Larry Wolf. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Upper Arlington gets their first win of the season tonight. They knock off Hilliard Bradley by a score of 7-6. Their new head coach, Justin Buttermore, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, congratulations on your first win at Upper Arlington tonight. How difficult, with the way this offseason has it been for you to implement your system here with these kids at Upper Arlington?
Well, thanks for having me. It has been difficult, but I think it's been difficult on every coach. I mean, you haven't had time, forget the X's and O's, you haven't had time to establish the relationship that you normally have with kids in the off season, especially taking over a new program where you're introducing, 12 new coaches too. So, it was a difficult off season in that sense, but, I'm really proud of the kids' effort and we're a work in progress because the offensive defense, we're a long way from being where we want to be because of the situation, but, the kids battled and we were able to come out on top.
Did you get a scrimmage in before the first game, Coach?
We did. We had only had four practices, and we got a scrimmage at noon on that Thursday. We found out that we could scrimmage. We had a short scrimmage against Hamilton Township on that Friday, but it was definitely a crazy kind of August.
Especially being with a new team, it's got to be difficult to not seeing the players in live action to try to gauge how they are handling things, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've had a ton of mistakes. I said it last week. We've had a ton of mistakes that you typically see in a first scrimmage or a second scrimmage, and it's our job as coaches to help clean that up. But we just we just got to keep working and try to be the best we can be at the end of the year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your first win. At Upper Arlington, you're expected to win. It's a storied tradition, and it's a storied kind of football program. It's gone back, 50, 60 years, and you've taken the reins. What's the hardest thing you've had to deal with in this new situation besides the COVID? I mean, just from the school, the coaching, all that stuff, what's the most difficult thing you've had to deal with this year?
Well, it is. It's a storied program. There's no doubt about it, and the expectations are high, and we wouldn't have it any other way. But I think the most difficult thing is trying to create the culture that you want, trying to create the atmosphere that you want when you can't really hang out with the kids. I mean, for a long time as a coach, you know this. You want the kids to hang out together, and the more time you spent together, the tighter your team was going to be. And we just haven't been able to do that. I mean, the directives have been, obviously, to get the kids there right before practice, make them leave right after because of COVID, and we're dealing with something that we just haven't dealt with before. So I just think trying to instill the atmosphere that you want and the kind of team mentality that you want is tough in this situation.
Well, and there are certain groups on every football team that are especially close, like the offensive line. They just hang out together. Defensive guys will come out wearing funny hats and jewelry, but offensive linemen are like pack animals. They go to lunch together, they go to breakfast together, they do everything together, and they're not allowed to do that now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And those kids, they crave that, and that's been one of the most difficult things for kids in general, being out of school and whether you're talking sports or not. So, that's just something I think we're missing, but everybody's missing that. So it's one of those things you got to battle through and just find a way to succeed anyways.
Coach Larry talked about the expectations at Upper Arlington. You, of course, had a lot of success out at Tri-Valley, made it state runner-up just a few years ago, and then you had two really good years at Granville. How do you keep that success going now here at Upper Arlington?
Well, I mean, we're just going to approach things the same way we did really for my entire career. I worked under Brian White. I worked under Dan Epp, two Hall of Fame coaches that I think ran programs the right way. And it was about instilling discipline and toughness and when I say toughness, physical and mental toughness, so the kids are prepared on Friday night. And so I think it's just, you know, it's a plan that a lot of people have used to succeed. I mean, you practice hard and you get a good plan and hope that the kids can execute it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your first win at Upper Arlington tonight. 7-6, you beat Hilliard-Bradley. Good luck next week when you guys take on Olentangy Liberty.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore. Great track record of success. It'd be nice to see that at Upper Arlington again. Make them a power. First big school state champ here in the Central Ohio area.
Well, sure. I mean, I remember when Watterson and Upper Arlington used to play every year. I mean, that was like the classic Central Ohio game. I mean, I go all the way back to, I think it was 1965 or 66 when Watterson beat them like 22-0 or 33-0. And it was shocked the world that Watterson could beat Upper Arlington. But, and Watterson won the state title that year, the mythical, you know, state title. We didn't have playoffs back then, but you just have to understand these are storied programs. You want them to be great because that makes Central Ohio football great.
Guys, DeSales is a winner tonight. This one just gone final up in Mansfield. They beat Senior 35-12 in that one. So congratulations to DeSales. Also, congratulations to Columbus Academy. Tonight they snap Harvest Prep's 38-game mid-state league winning streak as they beat Harvest Prep by a score of 20-10. Their head coach, Robin Miller, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, congratulations on the huge win. How were you able to pull it out tonight?
Our defense played lights out. Our offense moved the ball just enough to maintain possession. We held possession for 37 minutes of the game, and we ran, 62 offensive plays. They held the ball for 11 minutes, so that sure helps because they're explosive. They're scary, scary good. But our kids played awfully hard and just kept fighting.
That's not anything that's unusual for the Columbus Academy football teams. I know historically in the past they've always been tough, relentless kinds of teams, and to beat a Harvest Prep team. Now, Harvest Prep, they've got some athletes now. They've had some real dudes the last several years. For you guys to just put 10 points on them, your defense must have really showed up.
Yeah, we gave up a 81-yard touchdown on the first play, and it was a scary feeling. Felt like here we go all over again. But all the credit to our kids, the way they bounced back, they could have hung their heads and kind of thrown in the towel, but they just fought play after play and found ways to create takeaways and get stops when we really needed it.
Now, Coach, I don't know that I've come across that stat that you opened with, because that's what Frank Durena had sent to me, too. That time of possession, 37 minutes to 11 minutes. How do you control the ball like that?
Run it just well enough to first downs. We didn't have a great, you know, total amount of total yardage or total offense. We didn't have a great yards per rush, but we did just enough and held on to the ball. You know, we had three takeaways and zero turnovers. Kids really fought because that's a super talented team. They swarmed to the ball. Their defense is incredibly athletic. They've got some big stout guys up front, linebackers who can run like crazy. I'm not sure if we touched their inside backer all night. But again, just kids fought, battled, and did what we asked them to do.
Well, you and Coach Wolf have talked a little bit about defense and to shut down Harvest Prep like that, and then coming off of a week where you shut out Whitehall, who's playing particularly well on defense for you?
Our linebackers have taken a big step. Parker Logan and you know, Chris Sugar, their second year starters. Matt Durzon's played a ton. You know, we got guys in different spots. Bob Mills is moving, you know, all over the place, playing some outside backer, playing some defensive end. Given Mendenhall is always a force. Wherever we put him, and we've got guys who just have a ton of Friday night experience, and they're gaining confidence in each other, gaining confidence in the system, and when they believe in each other and do what we ask, good things can happen.
Just keep it rolling. Just keep it rolling. 2-0 now.
Coach, did you you mentioned you've got a team that's pretty experienced. These guys have played a lot of football, a lot of Friday night experience. Did you expect a performance like this tonight?
I don't know. It's scary lining up against a team like Harvest Prep with how many athletes they have and how well coached they are. But I had a deep down, I just had a good feeling. I've kind of had a good feeling about this team in general this whole year, from off-season workouts through the summer, through all the things they've had to battle through and handle with these COVID restrictions. And they keep coming to work. They keep taking the coaching. They handle whatever the adversity might be, and they find a way to get the job done. And they're just, I mean, I just can't wait to get up in the morning and come back to work with them, because of how fun they are to work with.
Well, you're playing great through 2 weeks so far in 2020. Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight and the great start to the season.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Columbus Academy, Robin Miller. His team, 20-10 winners over Harvest Prep tonight.
Now you, I mean, again, 37 minutes to 11 minutes, and here's the kicker for you, Coach. Academy got outgained by 80 yards.
Well, that's possible because you get 3 yards, 3.5 yards, 4 yards, and the clock runs 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You get 3 yards, 3.5 yards, 4. You can't break a run, but Harvest Prep breaks an 81-yard run on the opening play. You got to be thinking, oh, Lord, batting down the hatches here. This could be a long night. But
well, and we've seen Hillier Davidson with Coach White do this for years, and he would even say, yeah, it can be demoralizing for the other team that, they almost want you to break one just so it looks surprising. But to get 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 2 yards.
It drives you nuts because there's no way to stop 3 yards. I mean, you say, well, you got to stop them. But it's okay, so it's fourth and one. They'll just go for it on fourth and one. It's no big deal. They don't need a five-yard gain. They need 3 3-yard gains and a one.
And I'll bet 75% of the time when you were coaching, if your defense allowed a three-yard run, you're like, good play.
That's a good play. That's absolutely. But they do it 3 times in a row, and then they go, oh, we'll go for it on fourth down. Brian White did it for how many years at Davidson?
And I'm sure that's even more frustrating for a team like Harvest Prep that knows we're so explosive. If we can get the ball, we can do something. We just can't get the ball.
Well,
right,
and it also, I think it changes your offensive attitude if your defense is getting played like that, because it shortens the game for what you do.
And every possession, you have to match them. You have to score. And it drives you. You get a penalty, and now you're behind the sticks, and you can't move the ball, and you have to give it back to them.
Well, it was a few years ago. I think it was the Kauffman-Davidson game. Davidson got the kick, ate up
the entire
first quarter. A little bit of the second, got a touchdown. Kauffman went out. Davidson did it again, 14-0. And, Kauffman was getting their second possession with 3 minutes to go in the half.
And Hartley did that tonight in the third quarter. They got the opening kick of the second half and took like 10 minutes off the clock in that third quarter. So, not only that, but your whole quarter's gone. You're losing a lot of game time as well.
I guess if you're coaching and your offense is doing that, man, this is an easy game.
Oh, you're loving it. And you just wear the other team out. You wear them out physically, mentally, and emotionally.
We've got to take a quick timeout here on the Scoreboard Show, but we have some more finals. We'll get to those coming up next, but first, on the other side, it's the head coach of Central Crossing, Trevor White. That's all coming up next and more on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Hi, I'm Mike Wettrich, president of Education First Credit Union. Since 1936, Education First has proudly served Ohio's education community. We're a not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative committed to serving the financial best interests of our members. If you are already a member, thank you for choosing us. If not, I invite you to come in and experience the credit union difference. You can count on us to always put your financial best interests first. Please visit us at any one of our 3 Central Ohio locations or online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Central Crossing had a tough one last week, coming up just short against Grove City. Big rivalry game for them in week one, but they bounced back nicely tonight. They beat Lancaster by a score of 21-18. Their head coach, Trevor White, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, talk about that just a little bit. You lose a heartbreaker last week to your crosstown rival, but your team really responded well tonight. How are you able to do that this week?
You know, there's nothing special I did. You know, we talked to them a lot, you know, about, you know, dealing with it. It was a tough loss for everybody. But, you know, one of the things we've talked about a lot is just resilience this summer, because, you know, it's been a tough summer for everybody. And, you know, the kids showed up. They came to work, didn't need prodded or yelled at. You know, they were ready to get back to work and, you know, bought into that message and, you know, came out and put forth another great effort.
Well, now, Coach, how much does it help you? I mean, you haven't played Lancaster in regular season, but your teams are longtime scrimmage partners with Lancaster. How much does that help you when you prepare for a game this week?
Familiarity. If you haven't played the wing team much, you know, it can be something different and you're not used to. You know, fortunately, for the last several years, we've scrimmaged them. But, you know, it's a similar offense to what Grove City ran, too. And, you know, in all honesty, that probably did help us out a little bit this week. You know, we could focus a little bit more on, you know, on us, and it'll be a physical, not have to install as much. So I think it was definitely a little bit of an edge there for us in that.
Well, Coach White, this is Larry Wolf. That's a tough loss last week, but, you know, when your kids come back to work on Monday and they got a little snarl about them, you know, they're a little angry about some things, it's a little bit easier to get their attention week two. What did you do best this week?
Absolutely. Didn't have to do much. Our message this week, and, you know, we got a lot of great kids, put forth, you know, great effort. And, you know, just that week one just made too many mistakes to win the game. So it was a lot about us. And, you know, we said you know, one of the messages we had this week is, you know, just you can work as hard as you want, but at some point, you know, we went back to that Pat Riley quote, you know, you just have to plant your feet, make a stand, and kick some ass. And, you know, this week was by no means a perfect game, but, you know, the effort was there. Anger was there, and, you know, we just made just enough plays to win.
Coach, with, you know, everybody eligible for the playoffs this year, I mean, it's been, there's been practice times cut and everything. Does the playoffs opened up to everybody, does that change your philosophy a little bit as you proceed through the early part of this season?
For us, no. You know, we've got a young team, you know, a lot of guys out there that have never been counted on a Friday night, and, you know, you didn't have a spring or summer to work with them. You know, and, you know, just talking to Coach Carpenter before the game, I think we both agreed it felt more like a third scrimmage than it did a week two game. So really not. It's week to week, you know, because let's be honest, we're for sure 100% that we're playing next week. So focus on week to week, the problem right in front of us, and, you know, we'll worry about the playoffs down the road.
And it's a big one next week, Coach, as you take on Pickerington Central. Make sure you enjoy this one tonight. I know it's going to be a tough week getting ready for the Tigers.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Central Crossing. Trevor White joining us there, victorious over Lancaster tonight by a score of 21-18. We've had a lot of games go final here throughout, so let's go ahead and run through the scores here real fast before we take our final break of the first hour. Of course, it all got started last night. Dublin Scioto wins the Battle of Hard Road. They knock off Worthington Kilbourne by a score of 21-13. In the Central Catholic League tonight, Hartley 28-21 winners over Watterson. In the OCC. New Albany's 2-0. They knock off Grosse City 23-7 tonight. Dublin Kaufman, they get by Olentangy Liberty 24-17 to score in that one. Olentangy Orange gets their first win of the season. They beat Hilliard Davidson by a score of 20-7. Upper Arlington squeaks by Hilliard Bradley 7-6, the final in that one. We just talked about that Central Crossing Lancaster game, the Comets beating the Gales 21-18. Groveport, 45-14 winners over Reynoldsburg tonight. Huge win for the Cruisers in that one. Hilliard Darby comes by late and knocks off Marysville 31-28. Dublin Jerome, 56-21 winners over Thomas Worthington tonight. Canal Winchester, they bounce back from their week one loss. They beat Franklin Heights 64-14. Westerville North is 2-0. They beat Delaware 24-7. And Westerville South wins a shootout tonight over Big Walnut. 50-41, the final in that one. Over in the Mid-State League, Liberty Union, after a tough year last year, they're 2-0. They beat Bexley 42-9 this evening in Bexley's first game of the year. Whitehall 22, Grandview 14. Columbus Academy doubles up Harvest Prep 20-10. Bloom Carroll 34-0 winners over Circleville. Hamilton Township gets their first win of the year 41-18 over Logan Elm. Worthington Christian with a 31-0 shutout win over Miller. Grosse City Christian doubling up Fisher Catholic tonight 14-7. Burn Union with a big 54-0 win over Fairfield Christian. Reedy gets by Buckeye Valley 20-6. Over in the Licking County League tonight, Granville beats Zanesville 15-7, the final in that one. Johnstown improves to 2-0, 49-21. They beat Utica. Watkins Memorial wins the Battle of Broad Street over Licking Heights, 40-13. And then in some non-league games here in the area, DeSales 35-12 winners over Mansfield tonight. Amanda Clear Creek, we talked about them at the beginning of the show, 17-12. They beat Logan on an emotional night for the Aces. Lima Central Catholic beats Licking Valley, 35-13. And then up in the MOAC, East Knox 13-0 over Northmore. Highland beats Fredericktown 28-0. And then some other games here. Mechanicsburg gets by West Jeff 37-29. And London beats Tecumseh 20-7 tonight. We talked about that big win for Groveport tonight. We'll talk to their coach, Mitch Westcamp, coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. It's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was years ago I mentioned to Mike D'Andrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike D'Andrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at MiracleMotorMart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Hard to believe the first hour is almost over, gentlemen. Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and of course our coach, Larry Wolf, all here in the studio joining you for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. And joining us now on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line, the head coach of Groveport, Mitch Westcamp. His team 2-0 on the year with two impressive wins and a big one tonight, 45-14 over Reynoldsburg. Coach, you've been an assistant at the school, but this is your first year as the head coach. How good have these first 2 weeks felt for you?
I mean, I can't complain. I can tell you that, you know, it's kind of unreal these last 2 weeks. But, you know, the good, where it's easy for me is I've been in this system the last 12 years, and, you know, transition was really easy with these older guys.
Well, Coach, you're thinking it's pretty easy being a head coach after these two big wins, isn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, a little bit more adversity at this point, but, you know, our big thing, I mean, if you think of this year altogether, you know, we faced a lot of adversity with the COVID, and, you know, we're going through phases, we're shut down for a moment and go back through the phases, and, you know, but our kids have bought in, and if you look at our team from last year, you know, Coach Schoonover did a great job in just kind of changing that culture over the last couple of years, and then we've kind of carried that over, and we still have a lot of experience from our playoff team from last year, which that definitely helps.
Well, with you being an assistant for so long and you taking over, I mean, was there much change? Did you instill many differences, or just kind of keep the same ship going?
As far as off-season program, we kept that going. We felt that was one of our strengths. You know, offensively, we stuck with the wing tee. You know, that fits our personnel, and even our young kids, we think that's going to fit their skill set as well. Defensively, you know, we kind of switched that up a little bit differently. You know, our defensive line last year is probably one of the best that we'll ever see come through. So we knew we had to kind of change some things defensively there.
Well, Coach Westcamp, this is Coach Wolf, and having coached this crazy game for 38 seasons, I can tell you the adversity's coming. So enjoy these 2 weeks while you have it. Because I'm telling you, down the road, there'll be somebody here to knock you over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, next week, Coach, you've got Lancaster, and they're coming off of they're 0-2 right now, lost to New Albany, and then a loss at home against Central Crossing. You know, when you're playing so well and you're going against a team struggling, is that in your first year, is that going to be tough to, you know, get the guys thinking, you know, we can't look past this team because there's a pretty big one looming in week four?
Yeah, we're not looking there yet, but our guys aren't looking past that. They know, you know, they play Lancaster as junior high kids, and, you know, we used to, 4 years ago, we were in the same league, but these kids haven't been. But as junior high kids, they play them. They're familiar with Lancaster. They know it doesn't matter what their record is. You're going to get a well-coached team, tough kids, and they're going to line up and hit you. You know, I don't think our kids are going to take that game lightly. And, you know, they said it afterwards, you know, Coach, we got to study on Lancaster, and we got to get after these guys because, you know, they kind of do the same thing as us, and, you know, they may take this game personal.
Well, the one nice thing about next week is it's wing tee against wing tee. And so the preparation time won't be nearly as difficult for your kids to understand what's coming at them. The question is, can you stop
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's
yep,
the problem.
Yep. yep.
Having coached that for 1,000 years.
We simulated at practice, so.
Oh, absolutely.
That'll help our defense a little bit.
Well, Coach.
And vice versa, it's going to help them as well.
Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight and the great start to the season in your head coaching tenure here at Groveport. Continued success to you and the Cruisers.
All right, thank you.
He's the head coach of Groveport, Mitch Westcamp, 45-14, Larry. I didn't see that coming.
No, I don't think any of us saw it come. In fact, when we first heard that score, I thought, all right, they've got it backwards. Something's not right here. Not because we didn't think Groveport was good, but because Reynoldsburg for the past several years has been a pretty solid team.
And again, like we talked about earlier, Reynoldsburg manhandled Gahanna last week. Yeah. So you're thinking,
they've got it on a roll again.
Yeah, and then Groveport to turn around and do the same to them, it's surprising.
Well, and when Groveport was making, you know, a little bit of the run last year, remember 2 years prior to that they were 0-10. And, you know, Coach Westcamp, you know, talked about how Coach Schoonover did a great job changing the culture down there. And Larry, that can't be easy to change the culture as a coach.
It is so difficult to come in because I remember my first year, the first thing I did was I got rid of the senior locker room. And I had every senior on the team hating me. I said, you guys aren't special. You only have 10 games left. The freshmen are special. They've got 40 games left. And they looked at me like I had six eyeballs. And I said, you guys are out. That's the coach's office now. And I made enemies day one, but that's just the way it has to be. Sometimes you have to make those decisions, and it worked out.
And it's interesting to see what Groveport's doing down there. I mean, last year they had 2,000-yard rushers. They're both back. McGraw and Underdown, they're both back. I mean, it's just, before last year, when you and I talked the first week, we said, who is the team to look out for? And we said Groveport, because that was the buzz over the summer, that they had been 0-10, and then I think they went 5-5.
Yeah.
And coaches are saying, if there's a team to look at, it's Groveport. And I, you know, we're human. And it, you want to see him do it again to see that it's not a fluke. To be honest, that's the way I look at it.
Nothing wins like winning. And once you get over that hump, the expectation is that we're going to win again and we're going to continue to do this. And the older kids won't let the younger kids do anything but win. You know what I mean? That's the culture you're looking for. When the old kids start coaching the young kids, you know you got something good working for you.
Guys, another one that was a big one tonight has just gone final, and Pickerington North has pulled away late, and they beat Westerville Central tonight by a score of 34-20. First hour in the books of week number two. It was a good first hour. A lot in store coming up for the second hour here at the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easier than you think. If you're hearing this message, you are probably eligible to join our credit union.
As an Education First member, we are committed to providing you with the best financial products and services, including checking, savings, and money market accounts, investment services, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and more.
Three convenient locations, Westerville, Reynoldsburg, and downtown Columbus. For more information, please stop in or visit us online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
An extended preseason, right? You want to win every single game, but you also have that little luxury at the end to where you need to peak week 6, week 7, week 8. You don't have to peak week 2, week 3 and worry about not getting enough Harbin's points to get in. So you can take some chances.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a wild and crazy season for sure. Good congratulations on the win tonight, 56-21 over Thomas Worthington, and good luck next week against a tough Marysville team.
And if you need that life coach, I'm available, but call me.
I appreciate it. Hey, guys, have a great evening. Thanks so much.
He's the head coach of Dublin Jerome, Bob Guesswich, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. Trusted, experienced, and dedicated to get you where you want to be. Head over to the AMA20scoreboard.com website, and there you will see a link to Tipton's website and get you going on your next new home.
Well, even Coach Guesswich just said what we've been talking about. I guess there's just no way to predict right now what's going to happen week to week. We're seeing that as the scores come in. I mean, they're just there's been just so many head scratchers for us.
Well, heck with this football stuff. I'm getting some cards ready to go. I'm ready to be a life coach here. This is my next career.
We'll get you hooked up. We'll even get you hooked up with a sponsorship.
There's
here.
A whole
we'll
bunch of coaches going to call in here. We could all use it.
They can still call you Coach Wolf. It's not football coach. It's life coach Wolf.
And trust me, we all are head cases when we coach this crazy game, so it's okay.
Guys, a couple finals that we just got confirmed. Pickerington Central has beat Newark tonight 49-0, and Heath is 2-0. They hammer Northridge tonight by a score of 55-7. DeSales got a big win tonight. They knock off Mansfield Senior by a score of 35-12. Their head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, huge game from your star running back Quintel Quinn tonight. 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nicky Pintello also chips in with 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. You kind of want your stars playing big in the biggest games, don't you, Coach?
Absolutely, and I thought, we expect that out of Quintel, and everyone expects Quintel to have big games, but you're seeing, obviously, people try to take him away. I mean, that's what I would do if I was defending us. I would say, 28's the guy we got to stop, and so I thought we did a pretty good job, mostly in the second half, of running option, and kind of taking what they're giving us, and Nicky did a great job with his feet, and he made some huge plays, and we had a real solid second half.
Well, Coach, we've talked about how strange this year's been, but I guess it's a little bit normal for DeSales to hop in a bus and take a nice road trip.
No question. I mean, that's been one of the things that has been good to our program, and the fact that we've played a lot of different types of teams and traveled all over the place, different styles, different places, you know, even different states. And it does prepare you. You get experiences that are unique and different. You know, you don't just kind of get stuck in the same old routine. So it was good. I think Arlen Field is one of the best places in Ohio, and it was fun to go out there and play.
Well, Ryan, it's always good to see the sales on the winning side of it. I got a question for you, though. It got a little crazy there. You had the ball down deep about the 15-yard line there in the third quarter with a chance to put a score and ended up going backwards. And a couple of those drives, is that just a matter of you're not ready yet to just be the DeSales that we're used to seeing, just pound the rock and just knock people off the ball? What is that? Is that just the preparation time you don't have? Or is it just, hey, listen, you're playing a great team in Mansfield Senior?
Yeah, well, Mansfield was really active. I mean, they were bringing multiple fronts and multiple pressure and kind of challenging the one-on-ones on the outside. And look, I mean, as coaches, we all probably overthink things. And the game, as you are saying, Coach, well, the game's outplayed on a grease board. I think we were much better tonight when we were solid up front and getting the ball, you know, downhill in the running game. And so, you know, but I think you got to take some chances now and then. Last week, we were able to do that, and it, you know, kind of opened things up. So the big thing, though, is it's frustrating to get the ball in the red zone and go backwards. And so be it penalties, sacks, whatever the case, we got to clean that up.
Coach, this Mansfield team, Coach Wolf just talked about it. What a good team they are. They were state runners-up last year. What is it about this team that makes them so tough?
They're athletic across the board. I mean, they're big up front. They're athletic, and they're very well coached. That's the thing. We were scrimmaging with them the last few years, so I got to know their staff really well. You know, that first scrimmage, you're all down there together. They coach them hard. They're well coached. They're very, very multiple on defense. I know they were in overtime last year in the finals with Trotwood. Could have went either way. But they have some game breakers. I mean, they have a few kids, and that happened tonight. They have a few kids that touch the ball and can just make it happen right now. I mean, I remember we scored to go up, I believe it was 21-6, and next thing you know, their star player gets a kickoff, and, you know, he's going the other way with it, and everybody's holding their breath. So they just have game breakers. They're very dangerous, and you mix that with an aggressive playmaking defense, and they're just a very dangerous team.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 2-0 start to the season. I know it's a big one next week, CCL matchup with Hartley. We'll look forward to that one.
Yep, us too. Thanks a lot.
He's the head coach of St. Francis DeSales, Ryan Wiggins. His team 2-0 after an impressive 35-12 win tonight, where Coach Wolf, you mentioned this was close. It was tough, but they pulled away late. They were just able to outlast the Tigers.
Well, they started running downhill, you know, early on, as we were watching the game on the, whatever you call this, I don't know what the computer. Well, listen, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to this this stuff. But I can tell you, it seemed that Mansfield was taking away the give. On the option, they were taken away, and they were going to make Pentello beat them. And then he broke a couple runs, and that kind of opened it back up for the running back. And DeSales started getting it downhill. Once they get running downhill, they're tough to stop.
Well, and this was a good victory for DeSales, but let's not kid ourselves. This isn't the same Mansfield senior team of last year. They lost a lot. They got drilled 56-21 by West Holmes last week. I the most points they'd given up since 2004. You know, maybe they can get it turned around. But you know, from here on out, you know, it's all CCL for DeSales. And it's just going to be weird. They're going to play Hartley in week 3 and week 6. It was
Waterson,
you know,
Waterson week 1 and week 4. And then all
and then
those
maybe
teams
the playoffs.
Was all those teams in the same region. I mean, you could play both of them again for a third time. That would be crazy for sure. Guys, I thought Friday nights in the fall were set aside for football. But how about this one? It looks like a basketball score. New Richmond tonight beats Western Brown by a score of 77-61. Talk about a shootout.
I'm guessing they didn't run the inside veer. I'm just guessing. It's a lot of throwing in there.
I know a lot of basketball teams don't score 77 points.
Most of them don't score 77
Maybe a couple defensive coordinators getting fired after that one. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Scoreboard Show. But when we come back, Olentangy Orange got a big win tonight over Hilliard Davidson. We'll talk to their head coach, Zeb Schroeder. Coming up next, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. I was asked why I'm a major fan of Miracle Motor Mart. Well, it's the only place I go when I want to purchase a car. What got me hooked was, years ago, I mentioned to Mike DeAndrea that I was interested in getting a new vehicle, and he invited me to stop by and look around. It was a completely friendly, hassle-free, no games, no runaround, no pressure experience. And the car I wound up buying was so reasonably priced that I knew I didn't have to look any further than Miracle Motor Mart. In fact, I told my friends and family about how great Miracle Motor Mart is, and now some of them do all their car shopping there as well. Owners Mark Meadows and Mike DeAndrea have become personal friends of mine. How many car dealerships can you say that about? I'm happy to enthusiastically recommend Miracle Motor Mart for your next car purchase. Tell them Patrick Madrid sent you.
Miracle Motor Mart, a better way to buy your next car. See their large inventory at MiracleMotorMart.com or visit one of their convenient Columbus locations at Cleveland and Morris on the north side or 5100 East Main Street.
Baker, the Guru, Lee Cochran, and Coach Larry Wolf. It's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Don't forget, if you miss a score, you can get it at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also check us out on social media, Twitter and Facebook, at AM820Scoreboard. We mentioned Olentangy Orange. They get a big win tonight. They knock off Hilliard Davidson by a score of 20-7. Their head coach, Zeb Schroeder, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, it was a tough loss to your rival, Olentangy, in week one. You got to be proud of the bounce-back effort tonight from your kids.
Yeah, you said it. And good evening, guys. But, yeah, you said it. You know, I was really concerned, you know, because you could tell. You know, you go up against your sister school, and you're in a meat grinder, and things don't go your way at the end. And you know, I was concerned that, you know, that what's our energy, what's our mojo going to be like at practice Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, letting that linger. And then, oh, by the way, you've got to face the sledgehammer that is Hilliard Davis, you know, which is totally unique to, you know, we've never played them before, and we've never played Darby, you know. So our kids, this is the first time we've really played against an offense similar to this, you know. So, you know, so just a credit to our kids, because the deck was kind of stacked against them. You know, and so that's kudos to our senior leadership and our assistant coaches who brought the energy and refocused them on Monday. And we had a great week of practice, and, you know, we've kind of put things together for a while tonight.
Well, I guess the one thing that's been consistent is the play of your defense. You know, who's been standing out on that on the defensive side?
Well, you know, tonight was a team effort, and, you know, but I thought, Yeah, you'll go around. You know, Jaden Ampadu, I thought he has been playing really good football. He's an outside linebacker. He's a two-year starter, and he's flying around. It's great to have Luke Houston back at linebacker, and Luke Brandt, Brandon Fedio. Our D-line, you know, those guys, and you know, when you play Davidson, those guys have to play, like I said, it's under the kitchen table. You know, they never come up from about 2.5-3 feet high. And they take on double teams, and they try to eat up offensive linemen for those other guys I mentioned to make tackles. You know, and our outside guys, McKay and Isaac Campbell. And I tell you what, our secondary tonight, because Davidson does great things, and they, you know, they'll figure it out. They'll try to get the option out to your secondary players, make corners tackle. And I thought our corners did a phenomenal job tonight. tackling the ball. And, you know, so it was a total team effort, like I said.
So you start off with a neighborhood rivalry, then you go to a perennial powerhouse. Next week you get Kauffman. What a great way to start the year. Oh, this is outstanding. Who made this schedule? They should be fired.
I'm probably not allowed to comment on that. But, it is quite the gauntlet. And I think, you know, the unintended consequence of it, even, you know, before COVID is, you know, even if we would have played 10 weeks, you're playing 10 straight playoff games, you know. The concern is, you know, staying healthy and having enough, junior, senior guys to play certain positions. Cause you don't want to, you know, you go against Kauffman, you don't want to bring in sophomores, who might, you know, physically might not be ready. So, it is quite the challenge. I think that's why, as a program, we've talked about it. This is how we're going to get better. You know, we're going to keep climbing the ladder by playing the likes of Davidson and, you know, Kauffman and Upper Arlington, et cetera.
Well, you know, Lee talked about your defense a little bit, but you put 20 points up on a Davidson defense, and Davidson gives up points like I used to give up compliments to my players. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. So, I mean, you got to be happy with some of the offensive stuff, too.
Yeah, you know, and kind of it was, again, a total effort. Our offensive line, we challenged them. We weren't real happy with our pad level and, you know, some of our just run game attitude last week. And, they really changed some things around and played well. And, you know, Josh Lazier, our quarterback this year, Josh, he had us. And one of the reasons why we played, you know, having that tough game last Friday and then coming back to practice Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, he led by example. You know, it doesn't say much, but he busts his tail in practice, and I think the offense kind of gravitate towards his energy. So he was like 11 for 15 throwing the ball tonight, very efficient. Ran the ball well. I know he probably had 50 or 60 yards on the ground. So he was lights out tonight.
Well, Coach, you brought up Josh, and that's what I was going to talk a little bit about. And he's a fifth starting quarterback in as many seasons for you guys, and that mm-hmm. he is a leader. I mean, that says something about what you've taught him as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm the most proud you are as a coach is a. You know, I feel like the quarterback position, the quarterback culture in our program leads itself, you know. And so he's just picking up the torch from Spencer Hawkins, from Robbie Dayhuff, from Luke Schmeling, from J.D. Dayhuff. You know, he's just because those guys are, you know, a coach on the field and, you know, like an assistant coach. And they take things seriously, so the rest of the kids take things seriously. So it is really a kudos to the quarterback culture that we have. And, you know, and also I need to mention this with Josh. You know, here's Josh. He's a Division I baseball commit. You know, he's got a 92 mile an hour fastball. There's a lot of kids across the state of Ohio that probably aren't playing football. But I just think he is going to make himself such a better baseball player in, you know, and maybe his number one sport by being in all these pressure situations. As our quarterback
funny you bring that up, Coach, because a friend of mine was at that game tonight, and he said, he goes, my goodness, that kid has an arm. I was like, well, he's got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. He better be have a nice arm in football.
Well, you know, Coach, one of the funny things you mentioned that is he plays baseball as well. I coach baseball at Darby, and it's kind of nice to see kids that play multiple sports. And I think the carryover is tremendous. You get kids that learn how to compete at something that they're not their best at, which means when he gets on the hill 60 feet six away from some poor sophomore junior high school hitter, he's going to be a little bit tougher. And I just think there's a lot of carryover. What do you think about that?
I think you're 100% right. That's what I tell kids, parents all the time, that either one of the best things you can do is if instead of, you know, you have this dominant sport that you're in, the best thing you can do is go play another sport and maybe be a role player early on, or maybe, you know, you want to play but you got to scratch and claw and you got to find a way to get on the field or the court or whatever it may be, whatever your second sport is. What a great lesson for when they actually then get to college. Absolutely. And they're up against guys who have equal ability as they have, and then they got to go
scratch and claw to make that lineup. You know, if they don't have that experience because they're the top dog and everything to do, they're just set up for failure. You know, so you know, Josh threw two touchdown passes to Cade Konzak tonight, who's committed to Toledo to play baseball. You know, and he threw a bunch of passes to another kid who's a lacrosse player. You know, so. You know, credit to, you know, again, our athletic mindset, our whole athletic department, and all our kids who see the value in that.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the nice win tonight, 20-7 over Hilliard Davidson. Larry already mentioned it doesn't get any easier next week. Good luck against Kauffman.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Olentangy Orange, Zeb Schroeder, joining us on the Scoreboard Show. What a tough first three games for them.
Well, that whole, you know, Coach Hales called it the big game division, you know, because that Central's just brutal. But Coach Schroeder brings up a good point that got me thinking, which that's a scary
that's
thought.
Very
that's
scary.
Real scary.
And,
but, you know, if... You know, I don't ever like saying anything positive coming from COVID, but if there's something that might have a little bit more change is the uncertainty, you know, that something like this could happen again. And maybe it trickles down to sports in that more kids at these bigger schools will play a second sport. I mean, I know it, I don't think it's as bad as it was about 7-8 years ago where kid was a basketball player and that's all he did. That's all I'm doing. I'm playing AAU in the fall, I'm playing AAU in the spring. And I mean, you know, Thomas Worthington's quarterback, Isaac Settles, he didn't play last year to concentrate on basketball. You know, he's back there this year. So, you know, I know, you know, schools like, you know, Hartley, Reedy, I mean, you had to have kids
play
everything or you weren't going to field teams. I remember, you know, when Bob Jacoby was at DeSales, I remember talking to him once and he said, you know, we tell our kids, you've got to play another sport. You're not here to play football DeSales. You're here to help DeSales. And so football players would wrestle, you know, and things like that. And maybe that comes from this. The kids say, you know, if I'm playing one sport, I've only got one opportunity.
And it was the one thing that scared me when they were talking about doing a spring football season is, what about these schools in Divisions 5, 6, and 7 where they're not going to have a baseball team if the kids are playing football in the spring? And I'm glad that we just were able to get these games played, even though it's a shortened season and we don't know what's going to happen from week to week. I'm glad we were able to get this fall football season started at least so some of those schools don't have to go through that dilemma. We're going to have to take a quick break, though. When we come back, we're going to roll through the scores of the OCC, and we'll also talk to Nate Hillerich, his Pickerington North Panthers, with a nice bounce back in week two. That's coming up next on the Scoreboard Show.
Some claim that since Jesus never talked about homosexual activity, he must have been okay with it. Well, he never mentioned poking your neighbor in the eye. That doesn't mean he was okay with it. Jesus overturned ritual laws of the Old Testament, but when it came to moral laws, he actually raised the bar. So it's safe to say he wouldn't condone homosexual activity. So where does that leave the 1.6% of people who identify as having same-sex attraction? Are they called to a loveless life where they have to hate themselves? You know, if that were true, I couldn't blame people for thinking we're bigots. But the truth is, a person's attractions don't define who they are. And physical intimacy is not the only way to experience love. And thanks to Catholic groups like Courage, check out couragerc.org, more and more people with same-sex attraction are finding their real identity and the love they were made for in the church. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Well, Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran, and Coach Larry Wolf here joining you on the Scoreboard Show. Let's go ahead and run through the scores tonight in the OCC. And actually, let's start with the game last night. It was the Battle of Hard Road. Dublin Scioto comes out victorious. They get a 21-13 win over Worthington Kilbourne last night. New Albany, they are 2-0 despite the loss of their running back last week, Michi McCauley. They knock off Grove City tonight, 23-7. Gahanna, they get a 49-7 win over Westland this evening. Dublin Kaufman improves to 2-0 with a 24-17 win over Olentangy Liberty. Olentangy Orange, we just talked to their head coach, Zeb Schroeder, 20-7. They beat Hilliard Davidson tonight. Justin Buttermore gets his first win as the head coach of Upper Arlington, 7-6. They top Hilliard Bradley this evening. Central Crossing 21, Lancaster 18. Groveport with a huge 45-14 win over Reynoldsburg. Pickerton Central 49-0 winners over Newark tonight. Hilliard Darby scores late and knocks off Marysville 31-28 as I get that fist pump to my right from Good Coach Darby. Larry Wolf. Dublin Jerome 56-21 winners over Thomas Worthington tonight. Olentangy, they're 2-0. A shootout tonight. They beat Olentangy Berlin 45-33. Canal Winchester 64. Franklin Heights 14. Westerville North, the Warriors, they're 2-0. 24-7. They knock off Delaware tonight. And another shootout. Westerville South, they're 2-0. They beat Big Walnut 50-41.
Yeah, almost 1,000 yards of offense in this game, and which would have you talking to your defensive coordinator, wouldn't it, Coach?
They've got a for sale sign on their house.
Yeah. But Peter Pedrazzo, who played half a year last year before having that shoulder injury, he was 20 of 27 for 409 yards and 5 touchdowns. As Coach said earlier, that's a Sunday game right there.
Oh, that's pretty efficient numbers. Peter Pedrazzo is the real deal, ain't he, up there for Westerville South?
Oh, yeah, and you got to credit Big Walnut. They were down, 36-14 at the half and came back and, you know, made it a game. It a good game.
Big Walnut knocked off Delaware last week, gave Westerville South everything they could handle tonight. And that one, and you know, you don't think of a Big Walnut team putting up offensive numbers like that.
Not like that. Well, you don't think of too many teams putting up numbers like that, but it does seem strange, you know, that I think we've historically thought of Big Walnut as, you know, keeping the game close and low scoring, and for them to throw up points like that is pretty amazing.
Well, not having seen the game, I'd be interested to know when you talk about 20 yards per catch, a little bit more than 20 yards per catch for Westerville South. Maybe Big Walnut got the ball back an awful lot of times. You know, I mean, they may have scored quickly, and Big Walnut just takes the ball and grinds it out.
Well, yeah, Big Walnut had 26 minutes of possession.
There you go.
Well, yeah. And Big Walnut's new head coach, Rob Page, he's the offensive coordinator, had been the offensive coordinator at Cincinnati Turpin, who we know last year, they fell to DeSales in the playoffs, but they're at a very potent offense, put up a lot of numbers. And then the last game there in the OCC, Pickerington North pulls away late. They get a 34-20 win over Westerville Central. Their head coach, Nate Hillerich, joins us now on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, not only a big rivalry game for you guys last week, but, of course, you played on ESPN. You played on a Sunday. How difficult was that for you guys to get ready for this one on the short week?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it was a really physical game. Had, you know, less days to prepare. Just proud of our kids because, you know, to come out and kind of get really smacked around week one and bounce back the way we did. It just shows how tough our seniors are and, you know, the buy-in and the belief they have in each other.
Well, Coach, you know, I guess it was a little bit of a closer game. I mean, the last few of these games have been, you know, an average margin of 38 points, so it's kind of strange to see you guys play a close game.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was a battle, you know, and I think it's going to be years to come. We're in the same league now. This is the first year being a league game. They're really well coached. They have a great team, great quarterback, potent offense, and we were able to slow them down, but it was a battle. You know, we were up 10 in the fourth quarter and had to find a way to score late to hang on.
Now, with everything that is, you know, going on, you know, the craziness that we've talked about a lot here, you get a couple kids transferring in after the first week. How tough is it to get them acclimated and ready to play?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, you talk about our team. We lost Jack Sawyer. He was our, team captain as a junior. Practices with us all year, and 2 weeks before our first game, Ohio State, everything going on, it's the best decision. He's going to go on and obviously do great things. But, that was a shock to us right there. And then, we had two kids from Centennial. They moved out to Pickerington. And it's tough. They practiced last week. We didn't have them play. This week they were package deals. We had packages where we got them on the field, and they both had some big plays for us today.
Well, now you got you brought up Jack Sawyer. Are you going to be dealing with those rumors every week that he's going to be coming back?
I don't know. We love Jack. We're going to support him, and I just know he's going to go on and do great things.
I just know my phone was blowing up starting about noon today, Coach. the change you mentioned, that this could be a rivalry with Westville Central for the next few years. How do you look at your new conference?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because we play Westland, who we've I don't know if Pickerington North ever played Westland. Definitely haven't since I've been there. Some of the teams we're more familiar with Gahanna. And Grove City, and New Albany is another new one that we've never played. So some really good football teams with Westville Central coming in, who I think shared a league title last year, and New Albany's a team that wins 7 to 8 games every year. They're consistent.
Do you think that's good to shake up the division so you get to play these different schools?
I think they did a good job. Columbus is growing, the OCC, every year it seems like a new suburb splits and gets another school, so you got to adjust, and, it's good to keep some of the traditions. We still get to play Pickerington Central as a crossover, and there's a little flexibility with the leagues being smaller, but, I enjoy it. I think we got some rivalries. Hope we can stay in this league for a while. It should be fun.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win. You mentioned time to get ready for Westland next week. Enjoy this one tonight, and we look forward to big things from the Panthers moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for all you do.
He's the head coach of Pickerington North. Nate Hillerich joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. When I needed help buying my first home, I called Tipton, and you should too. 614-551-7093. And Coach Wolf, the first question there for him, talking about that short week, how difficult can that be when you have that turnaround after not only a physical game but an emotional game against your rival?
Oh, absolutely. And having done that a few times where we played Saturday night and then came back on Thursday, that's another show. I mean, it's a similar kind of thing. And what you do is you go through more mental than physical practices. The problem is they haven't had the physical practices this summer that you would normally have. So you don't even know all of the pieces in your own puzzle. I mean, you're not sure who your best, wide corner is. You don't know who your best linebackers, maybe at this point. You might be a sophomore who's sitting the bench that you didn't even know you had, that you'll find in week 6.
Well, think about Coach Buttermore at Upper Arlington. He's not seen any of these kids in really live action. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to make those decisions. And you coached at, two schools for three for all those years. So you had consistency.
Yep.
And you knew generally what was coming back.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, and you're saying how difficult it would be. Imagine being first year somewhere.
Listen, you make mistakes when you know all of the kids. Imagine the mistakes. You don't even know you're making the mistakes now. At least, when I was making them, I was just not very smart. I'm just not very smart. That kid was pretty good. But these guys, they may not even know their people, their personnel. They don't even know them by name. I mean, they're just learning who these people are. And to put them on a Friday night and expect them to win for you, that's pretty special to be able to do that.
Well, Coach Hillerich, briefly mentioned the Centennial transfers, Jalen Gilbert, Marquis Scott. Jalen Gilbert tonight, 3 for 5 passing, 19 yards. That's, 7 carries, 74 yards. And a touchdown.
That's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, we he was dynamic last year, and I think he's gonna make Pickerington North a better football team.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna help them for sure. It seemed like, and then, I mean, you can be exposed to a lot of weaknesses when you're playing a team like Pickerington Central, but it seemed like the quarterback spot may have been one spot there where they could have improved a little bit. Jalen Gilbert will definitely help them with that. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of Olin Tangi and the head coach of Westerville South, Mark Solis and Matthew Crist, coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Did you know that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has a free app that you can listen to wherever you are? Simply go to your app store and type in St. Gabriel Radio and then download the free St. Gabriel app. You'll be able to listen live to the St. Gabriel feed or listen to the hundreds of archives. So don't delay. Download the St. Gabriel smartphone app today.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. An exciting week two, and guys, we've talked about it as we've gone through the scores. A couple of shootouts here in week two, and these next two coaches that we'll talk to were definitely part of some of those. First, let's go to Mark Solis, the head coach of Olin Tangi. His Braves get a big win, 45-33 tonight over crosstown rival Olin Tangi Berlin. And coach, do you like games like that when they go the offensive shootout, or do you want a little more defense?
Nope. I like 7-3 last week. We were done at 9 p.m. and it was nice. We were done quick. So, but no, I mean, you know, the game of football, it's a new week every week. You know, when you're preparing for opponents, there's different players they have that have very good skill sets and different things that they do. And, you know, Berlin, you know, they had some explosive wide receivers. Their quarterback, the Moeller kid, had another great night. He threw for over 400 last week against Liberty and sees the field well, throws very good catchable balls, very accurate, makes good decisions. And he was a handful for us tonight. But we made some really good adjustments in the fourth quarter. Showed him a couple things differently coverage-wise, got a couple sacks, got a pick, and, you know, was able to, our defense rose to the challenge there late in the game, though.
Coach, is it a little bit par for the course of this crazy season? 10 points last, combined last week, and almost 1,000 yards of offense this week?
Right? Yeah, it's amazing, but, you know, our kids, I'm just really proud. You know, listen, you know, I said this to you guys last week, I mean, really, nobody lost tonight. Everybody won because, once again, we got an opportunity again to get to play and compete. And, you know, I'm happy for the kids for that. But obviously, we're happy to come out with a win. We got a lot of work, lots of work on. We're healthy. We had some cramping issues again tonight, but we're healthy. And, you know, we have a really good, tough opponent in Thomas Worthington, a couple former coaches down there that coach for us here at Olin Tangi, the head coach, former defensive coordinator there. And you got a couple old coaches that was on our staff there. And so, you know, they know a little bit about us, so it'll be a heck of a challenge for us. And I told our kids to enjoy the win tonight responsibly, and we'll bring them in at 8 a.m. and get back to work.
Well, Coach, you brought up, you know, familiar with them. You're also familiar with a lot of those seniors over on the other sideline, because those guys, yeah, a lot of them were freshmen for you 3 years ago.
Yeah,
is that kind of an odd feeling, seeing them over on the other sideline?
It was weird, but, you know, it's been one of the challenging things for our program, frankly, guys, losing all those kids. I mean, those were kids that were in our program, and then, you know, this is year three of it, and we're still trying to recover from it, you know, because this game is built on personnel. It's built on players. It's player-driven, and, you know, any given Friday night, you need at least 20 to you need, you know, 25 to 30 players ready to go, even more than that sometimes. And when you lose 35 kids out of your program and then another 18 on top of that, that are the current seniors over there, you know, that's tough. And I'm very proud of our kids, you know, how they fought tonight. You know, I think our kids were looking forward to this game. I think there was maybe some good chatter going on between, you know, kids on both sides, you know, leading up to the game. But, you know, we knew the task at hand. But they, my hat's off to them. They played hard. They had a great game plan. But, you know, we were able to find a way to win.
No, Coach, I think one thing that really impresses me is that you lose all those kids and you still made the playoffs the last 2 years. So it says something about the group of kids you've got there. And plus this year you've got nine starters, on both sides of the ball back. I mean, you know, as you say, it's been a process building it up, but it seems like it's going well.
It is. It is. We'd like to have more out, you know, and, you know, we got to continue to build our program. We're doing that at the seventh and eighth grade levels. And, you know, we have a real nice ninth grade group as well. And you know, our sophomore class is a little weak, and we still got kids walking our building that should be playing football that we're going to continue to recruit this year for next year. And it's a process. It really is. You got to be persistent about it. You know, because, there are a lot of kids that should be playing football that don't here, and that's a little frustrating. But you know, especially the fact that we have a pretty good high end amount of success, and you know, hopefully these kids want to come out and be part of that down the road.
Well, you know, Mark, you had that split and you lost some kids, but you know, it does give opportunities to other kids who might have been deep on the depth chart that are now thrust into a position where they have to accept the responsibility of, listen, I've got to go do these things that coach is asking me to do. So It's a double-edged sword, and you guys have obviously done it the right way.
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. It does open up opportunities for not only kids at our place, but the kids at Berlin. And, you know, we got a big win last week. I think it looks even bigger now after hearing what Orange did with Hilliard-Davidson last night.
Absolutely.
Tonight, I should say, you know. So, you know, I feel like we have a good team this year. You know, we're Division II, and you know, we've got six games here, and, you know, we're going to opt in for the playoffs for sure. And, you know, hopefully we get a good seed to open up the tournament. But, you know, that's down the road. We got a lot of work ahead of us. We got four really good teams ahead of us on our schedule here. Very challenging, very well coached, good players. And, you know, it starts this week with Worthington.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, the 2-0 start, and good luck next week. You just mentioned Thomas Worthington.
Hey, I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thanks for everything you guys do for high school football. Thank you very much.
He's the head coach of the Olentangy Braves, Mark Solis, his team 2-0 after a 45-33 win tonight over Olentangy Berlin. Westerville South, they were also in a shootout tonight. They hang on, though. They beat Big Walnut by a score of 50-41. Their head coach, Matthew Chris, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, I'll ask you the same question that we asked Coach Solis there to start with. Do you like these offensive shootouts, or would you like to see a little more defense tonight?
No, I would love to, when we're up 35-7, you know, score a couple more times and keep them out of the end zone. So certainly some frustrations defensively the last 2 weeks, but it's 2020 and we're finding ways to win and, you know, kind of building the plane as it's flying. So we'll take it.
Well, I've sat here for 2 weeks with Coach Wolf, and he would look at me and say, Lee, that's a teaching moment that Coach Christ has, talking about it, talking with his defense and not letting up.
Yep, and, you know, I think at the end of the day, a lot of it is preparation, and we have some, you know, district restrictions that we're trying to overcome and be creative with the amount of time we're allowed to practice and so forth. But I'm going to eat that up. That's my fault. We got to do a better job of finding ways to be creative and be prepared to take away big plays. Because to be honest with you, defensively, we've played pretty well in spurts, and then we've given up, you know, home runs that, you know, give teams that you're on the verge of burying for the evening, you know, some hope. And those kids get excited, and credit to Big Walnut, they battled all night long.
Well, the funny thing about that is at this point, nobody really cares about the numbers. You just care about, did we win, did we lose, and are we getting better? And you just have to shore up that defense a little bit because the offense looks like it's pretty potent.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we're fortunate. We have a number of returning starters. We got a, you know, our wide receiver core is
special. And then our quarterback, Petey Pedroso, does a phenomenal job of distributing the football. So, and our offensive line is probably the most complete offensive line we've had in my 4 years. So we're certainly excited about them and, you know, looking forward to figuring out how to shore up the defense and take away these big plays so that, you know, we can become an elite program here.
Well, Coach, you mentioned your quarterback, and he was injured last year, and, I mean, he's really come back well. I mean, through two games, 41 for 57 for 730 yards. I mean, that's – when you go to sleep at night, you got to smile a little bit knowing you've got a quarterback like that.
Yep, and, you know, he's been a three-year starter. He's obviously out the second half of last year, but he's just he's a really savvy player. He's got a great football IQ. He's a smart, he's a great student, and he's got the tools to be really special with you know, the offense we have around him. So I'm enjoying it for him, for sure.
Coach, you lost a special running back from last year's team in Michael Mansory. I know in the preseason you'd said you thought maybe it'd be a little more committee at running back this year. Has anyone kind of taken the lead there at that spot, or are you still doing the committee?
Yeah, there's no replacing Big Mike. he was awesome. He was a heck of a kid to coach the last 3 years. We've kind of had two running backs that have done a great job the first 2 weeks, Brandon Armstrong and Ethan Hannah, and they're kind of sharing duties, and in some respects they kind of have some strengths that others don't out of the two of them, so I think they're a pretty good tandem together.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 2-0 start here, the win over Big Walnut tonight, and we look forward to talking to you more throughout the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for what you guys do. Have a good long weekend.
He's the head coach of Westerville South, Matthew Chris, joining us on the Tipton Swofford Key Realty Coaches Line. 50-41. That'll make some coaches go crazy.
And listen, that's not a bad basketball score. I mean, there'll be games in the OCC that aren't 50-41.
Yeah, you like that, though, when I picked up that was a good teaching moment.
Oh,
I'm learning from you, Coach.
Absolutely. Everything's a good teaching moment.
Big win for the Wildcats tonight over Big Walnut. We're going to take our final break of the evening. Hard to believe 2 hours have flown by, but we'll give you the scores one more time, and we'll get the final thoughts from the Guru and Coach Wolf coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
My Joey loves to ask me questions about when I was 7. I think it's so he can be sure that he'll be like me when he's my age. He just wants to check that he's on the right track. Dad, was your favorite color blue? Yes, Joey. Did you play ninjas? Of course, I am one. Did you kill squirrels when you were 7? Like, Joey, you killed a squirrel? Never mind, Dad. One time he stopped me and asked, Dad, how do you remember when you were 7? I don't know, I said. How do you remember yesterday? And he said, I don't remember yesterday. Christian, you have a right to forget about yesterday. You can always start over, and your past mistakes never have to determine your future direction. If you missed that point, you just missed the point of the cross. And St. Paul, who used to hunt down Christians to have them killed, but ended up penning most of the New Testament, wrote, anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
This is Bill Dawes with the Bob Boyd Auto Family. And whether it's our Ford or Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram stores in Lancaster or our Lincoln dealership in Columbus, our family and associates are proud to have been serving our communities and Central Ohio's automotive needs for over 50 years. So the next time you're in need of a new or used vehicle or servicing the one you have, we hope you'll consider Bob Boyd. Shop safely in our dealerships or online at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Segment week 2 AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Let's go ahead and run through our scores one more time. The last scores we went through for the OCC, so we'll go through everything else and then jump back into the OCC again. In the CCL tonight, Hartley gets their first win of the year. They knock off Watterson 28-21. Over in the Mid-State League, Liberty Union spoiled Bexley's first game of the year, 42-9, the final in that one. Whitehall gets a 22-14 win over Grandview. Columbus Academy snaps Harvest Prep's 38-game Mid-State League winning streak. They win tonight 20-10. Bloom Carroll gets a 34-0 shutout win over Circleville. Hamilton Township beats Logan Elm 41-18. Taze Valley 42, Fairfield Union 13. Worthington Christian with a 31-0 shutout win over Miller. Grove City Christian doubles up Fisher Catholic tonight, 14-7. Burn Union all over Fairfield Christian, 54-0. And Lee, last week we forgot to mention Fairfield Christian with their win over Green. That snapped a 32-game losing streak for the night. So congratulations to them on that last week. Not so fortunate this week in the loss to Burn Union. Reedy gets a 20-6 win over Buckeye Valley in the Licking County League. Granville gets by Zanesville 15-7. Heath is 2-0 following a 55-7 win over Northridge. Johnstown, they're 2-0 as well. 49-21 winners over Utica tonight. And Licking Heights falls to Watkins Memorial by a score of 40-13. DeSales got big game from Quintel Quinn. They beat Mansfield Senior 35-12 tonight. Amanda Clear Creek knocks off Logan 17-12. Lima Central Catholic beats Licking Valley 35-13. East Knox beats Northmore 13-0. Cary 20, Mohawk 12, Highland 28, Fredericktown nothing. Centerburg 35-21 winners over Crestwood. Mechanicsburg 37-29, they beat West Jeff tonight. Ashland 39-6 winners over Mount Vernon. London gets by Tecumseh 20-7, and Chillicothe beats Washington Courthouse by a score of 23-7. In the OCC, of course, last night Dublin Scioto beats Worthington Kilbourne 21-13. New Albany tops Grove City 23-7. Pickerington North 34-20 winners over Westerville Central tonight. Gahanna knocks off Westland 49-7. Dublin Kaufman trailed Olentangy Liberty 14-0 tonight, but they come back and get the win 24-7. Huge win for Kaufman in that one. Olentangy Orange 20-7 winners over Hilliard Davidson. Upper Arlington squeaks by Hilliard Bradley 7-6. Central Crossing beats Lancaster 21-18. Groveport 45-14 winners over Reynoldsburg. Pickerington Central shuts out Newark 49-0. 31-28, Hilliard Darby beats Marysville. Dublin Jerome 56-21 winners over Thomas Worthington. Olentangy 45, Olentangy Berlin 33. Canal Winchester 64-14, they top Franklin Heights. Westerville North 24-7, they beat Delaware. And Westerville South 50-41 winners over Big Walnut. Coach Wolf, we are 2 weeks into the season now. What's your final thoughts on week two?
Well, we don't know a whole lot about a lot of teams. We do know a few things. We think Westerville South and Olentangy are pretty good teams. Kaufman, of course, a good team. Pick Central is a pretty good team. We're not sure about DeSales and Hartley. They'll decide that this week. We think Columbus Academy is a pretty good small school, and that Mechanicsburg score was a special score out there with West Jefferson. There's a whole lot of schools that are just kind of in the middle because we're not sure how good or how good they aren't, you know, so that'll be played out here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, you look at a team like Pickerington North that gets drilled by Pickerington Central, comes back, has a very good performance against Westerville Central that beat Upper Arlington. And you can go down through here and look. You know, Olentangy Orange had the loss last week, and Davidson had the big win over Darby. Okay, what happens? Orange handles Davidson. Reynoldsburg, Groveport. I mean, I think you almost got to throw Groveport into your mix of a mix of teams there. You know, Marysville, Darby. Darby loses, you know, the tough game, rivalry game, and Marysville looked lights out against Bradley. And then what happens? Darby handles Marysville. So, you know, Coach Guestwich said it. He said, there's no way you can predict.